Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing. Midsoda, trailer sales and service right off I-94 in Avon. And this week we feature our Friday morning conversation, in case you missed it, with Mark Lopaki from the Dairy Star. They have a new edition coming out recapping the fair, also looking ahead to World Dairy Expo and more. Mark Lopaki joining us, telling us some of the headlines in their new Dairy Star edition.
Well, one of the most unique stories we have in the paper, coming up on the 24th here, country music singer Luke Bryan will be performing at Garland Dairy in southeast Minnesota as part of his farm tour. Bryan will take center stage in the alfalfa field near the farm and play some of his really good songs like Lovin' and Every Day and Most People Are Good, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset. That I guess they have the tickets go on sale in the 3 days they're full. But pretty unique experience for any of the folks that can go to a dairy farm and then take in a country music star. Kind of a neat thing that's going on here in a couple of weeks. So we have a little story about that. Then, Joe, earlier this week, the state fair ended, and we have a lot of coverage from that. We had a chance to catch up with some dairy farmers that served milk at the all-you-can-drink milk stand, and they just talk about some of the conversations they had and why they do it. We also have a photo page from the state fair and a follow-up to the 4-H Dairy Showcase, which provided scholarships to 25 youth. And with that, the 69th Princess Kay of the Milky Way, Joe, just finished up her first couple weeks, and she had a chance to talk about, she has her first column and in which she talks about working at the state fair and being part of that great experience. Then we also have a really neat story from down by Rogers, where there's just not a lot of dairy farmers, but we had a chance to catch up with one that they started milking with two robots. And, Joe, the reason they put in the robots was they have a daughter that just recently graduated from school, and she someday would like to take over the farm. They milk about 110 cows, and they also have an automatic feeding system, but they're just trying to set her up possibly for her career. In our day in the life, Joe, you know, remember growing up and, you know, when we'd have to go to school, I always felt bad for my mom and dad. You know, there's 11 of us kids, and they kind of lose their workforce because we all jump on the bus. But we had a chance to do Day in the Life with the Gretsch brothers over here by Sox Center, Josh and Joel, who milk over 100 cows. And we did it the day before their kids went back to school. We had a chance to get a bunch of photos of them, you know, working with some fresh calves or some newborn calves, and they're making some hay, and they have five boys that come out to the farm every day during the summer, and the ages of the boys are from 7 to 15, and just a really hardworking group of kids, and then they had to leave and head back to school. And that kind of leads me into our side of the fence. We talked to some of the different dairy kids that are in college and that took some internships at other dairies. What they learned and why they wanted to do a dairy. Most of these kids that we interviewed plan to hopefully someday get back home and take over the home farm. And then we have a nice story about a farm family, Joe, that is in southeast Minnesota that recently was recognized for being the farm family for their county. And they're involved in a lot of things. They work extremely hard on the farm, but they're also involved in DHIA and 4-H. And some church things as well. So just a tease to some of the things that will be out this weekend.
Well, you mentioned the kids, too, going to college and working on other farms, too. And I think that's a great idea. You know, sometimes you get our blinders on and you think there's only one way to do things. And to make yourself open to other things, I think that's a pretty valuable experience, too, for those kids.
Yeah, Joe, I think you really hit it right on the head. I think they get a chance to see a different layout to the farm and a different way to maybe they milk their cows in a parlor or a stange or whatever it might be, and they just get to see all these different things that different farmers do, and not that they're going to take them all back home, but it's certainly opens their eyes to other ideas that they could possibly do on their farm when they come back.
You know, Mark, just a few weeks away from World Dairy Expo, I'm sure you guys are gearing up and getting your sleep now, huh?
Yeah, we will be heading out there. Funny you bring that up, Joe. We have our World Dairy Expo preview edition also in this weekend's paper where we preview some of the seminars and we did some stories about the Dairy Woman of the Year and the Farm of the Year and stuff like that. But, in a couple of weeks, we'll be out there publishing the paper every day and getting really busy. It's such a neat experience, and I know you've done such a great job covering that with the radio station too. But you really can't explain World Dairy Expo until you're there and you see all these. You see so many different people from all over not only the U.S., but around the world. And, you know, the cows are incredible. And you see so many people spend, you know, maybe half a day or a whole day sitting in the Coliseum judging those contests to see how close they are to the judge. It's kind of unique, isn't it?
It really is. It's neat to go. It's almost like a reunion going back and kind of being in that circle for a few days. It's like the rest of the world kind of shuts off for a couple days.
Yeah, and I think where they have it in Madison, they do such a nice job of hosting it. And, there's just a lot of things. There's a lot of things to do during the day and even at night when they're having some of the shows or some of the sales and stuff like that. Every time they have those sales where, you know, some of those cattle go for $5,000, $10,000, they just try not to sneeze just in case they're pointing at me, you know. So
That's a good reminder. I don't want to be in a hook, I guess, for that, so.
Yeah, me neither. So,
your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Mark Lopaki and the Dairy Star. Mark joins me here on Chasm Radio every other Friday morning at 6:45. So make sure you set your calendar and tune in every other Friday. Mark Lopaki and the Dairy Star. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.